Hello and welcome to another show here on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show with your host Matt. You can look forward to another interview that I recorded at the 2017 Arts Wells Festival. This week we chat with The Alchemist, a solo artist from very, very far north in BC, who I've met on two occasions now and have been impressed with his tunes and was able to chat with him. His name is Jay, but he goes by the stage name, The Alchemist with a K. He's a total one-man band and very connected to the land, as you'll hear in the interview where he speaks about the underground house that he's building. So this is a fascinating interview, more than just chatting about music. So that'll be coming up fairly soon, but we wanted to debut the very latest single from The Church here at the top of the show. The Church are back, this phenomenal band that I've played so much here on the show because they are one of the all-time great Australian music institutions. They formed way, way back in 1980. Tons and tons of albums featuring the genius songwriting of Steve Kilby. And Peter Coppice, his right-hand man on guitar, has been with him ever since the very early days. Of course, Marty Wilson Piper was their other long-standing guitarist. He's since moved on, but there's been a kind of a renaissance in the band since the joining on guitar of Ian Haag. He took Marty Wilson Piper's place for the last album. He is formerly of the band Powderfinger, very outstanding guitarist in his own right. So his first record with the band was called Further Deeper, and it came out in 2014. There really has been a big resurgence in the Church's music, with multiple tours of the United States in the last few years. And they actually did play in Vancouver this past Sunday on their latest tour. So played at Vancouver on the last couple of tours as well, which is really fantastic, but most of the dates from here on in are in the States. So I wanted to play for you their latest single off the new album. The new album is called Man, Woman, Life, Death, Infinity. And the track you're about to hear is Under Sea, but before that I want to play for you a couple of older tracks. One from the Hologram of Baal record, which came out a number of years ago, back in the 90s. I want to play for you a track called No Certainty Attached from that record. It came out in 1998. And then a track from the Back With Two Beasts record from 2005. An outtakes album, a collection of outtakes from the Uninvited Like the Clouds record session, but it's such a strong record, and especially the first track, which I'm going to play for you, called Snowfaller. So here we go, three tracks from legendary Australian psychedelic rock band The Church. First up, a track from the Hologram of Baal record, then the Back With Two Beasts record, and then the latest single, Under Sea, from the very latest release called Man, Woman, Life, Death, Infinity. And The Church are on a huge North American tour as we speak. You're on Stranded. Here's The Church.
You can't like hard to keep in touch, but he's been really good. He's been really good and really accommodating, and especially like being patient with me and my new, and me being so new to this and trying to figure it all out and back and forth. He's awesome. Yeah, Brandon Hoffman at Gnome Grown Music. Yeah, he's awesome. So look him up. And if you need mastering, then he's a guy to go to for sure.
Exactly. And he has a project called Block Treat, which we've played a lot here on Stranded.
Oh, nice.
And we'll be playing some tracks from the Alchemist record. Does it have a title? Or
yeah, it's Lighthouse.
Lighthouse, cool.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
All right, you're on Stranded, and the latest single from The Church there, they're back with yet another album. The last album came out in 2014, Further Deeper, and this new release is called Man, Woman, Life, Death, Infinity, and the track you heard there was Under Sea, the latest single. And before that, we heard No Certainty Attached from the Hologram of Baal record, and then Snowfaller from Back With Two Beasts, the outtake record that came out in 2005, which is a real favourite of mine. So The Church are on a huge North American tour right now. They just played Vancouver last Sunday. Legendary Australian psychedelic rock outfit. So glad that they are continuing. All right. Now it's time to play for you a track from a Northern BC artist named The Alchemist. That's The Alchemist with a K, A-L-K-E-M-I-S-T. He has produced his own record, self-recorded Way Up, in his home in Fort Fraser, British Columbia. Have a look on the map. That is a long, long way up from the Lower Mainland. Jay Myers is his name, and he goes by the stage name The Alchemist. He recorded this record with Brandon Hoffman mixing and mastering it. We're going to play for you a track right now called Looking Back, but only for a second, and then we'll get into my two-part interview with The Alchemist that I recorded at Arts Wells 2017. It was so great to chat with him. I'd seen him play live the summer previously, and then we ran into each other at Arts Wells, and it was quite fortuitous because he took me down to the little river, the little creek, which I didn't know was there, and there are a lot of people having a lot of fun there. So we had a great chat. So first up, here's a track from his record, The Lighthouse, called Looking Back, but only for a second, here from The Alchemist. Thank you. Fantastic record called Lighthouse from The Alchemist, which is a project of Jay Myers from Fort Fraser, British Columbia. I spoke with Jay at the Artswells 2017 Music Festival, and we had a great chat. You're going to hear the two-part interview right now. Okay, so I am here with Jay, also known as The Alchemist, at Artswells 2017. Hello, Jay.
Hey, how's it going?
Very good. I'm so glad we ran into each other because we met about a year ago, yeah. Not here, but in Williams Lake, BC. We were both playing at a coffee shop.
Totally.
And I was blown away by your one-man band skills.
Oh, thanks.
And where do you hail from? Way north of where we are, right?
Yeah, not too far north. It's about 4 hours. I'm living north of Fort Fraser, which is just 2 hours west of PG. It's like the blink of an eye when you drive through it. Blink of an eye on a map, you know? It's like a petrol can and a post office. That's about it.
Wow, so you are the music of that town, would you say?
Almost, actually. Yeah. I mean, actually, I wondered if I would be saying that, but actually recently I've been meeting like an incredible amount of musicians from the area. And it's funny, you move to these remote areas and you're like, you don't really know what the scene is, but like, holy, went to a couple open mics and so many awesome artists. So, and yeah, so I feel very blessed, and really cool people getting to know them and play shows together. So it's really cool, like, getting into that scene though, and like, I'm having a really fun time playing in the local area.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And have you moved around a lot, or is that where you've been based a long time?
No, I've owned that property for about 6 years, but I was living in Haida Gwaii for 3 years. Been in and out of PG for quite a while, and then lived in Haida Gwaii for 3 years, where I started writing most of my music and started a duo, Shadows Cast, with my friend Evan. And then we've parted ways because we're just on different paths now. But and then I started with my own projects. And so that's kind of, and then yeah, here I am. So I'm on this piece of land, and then actually just today, as we speak, an excavator is digging a hole for my underground house. I will be building a hobbit house soon. So it's really exciting because it's all happening, and that's why I have to jet out of Artswells early today at some point, so I can get home and see how the work's doing. Yeah.
So it's going to be an underground
house. Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of work, but the main reason is that when you get below the frost line, 4 feet, I can't remember if it's a meter right now or a foot, but every so often you get an extra degree of temperature going deep into the earth. And so even if you're just at zero, though, I'm thinking, so if it's minus 30 in the winter, which we get a fair enough, minus 30, then my house is going to be starting from zero, basically, or maybe 5 degrees if I'm digging like 14 feet in. So yeah, maybe I'll be actually 5 degrees warmer. So then it's like the amount of firewood I'm going to have to burn. And then, you know, if the shit ever did hit the fan and the whole system crashed, then, then at least like, my chainsaw won't work, you know, and we'll be out of gas and we'll be out of this and that, but I'll still be able to, you know, we'll be cold as fuck during the winter, but we'll wrap up in blankets and survive in our 0 degree. But that's it. I figure there's no other way.
When I think of an underground, I think of the complete opposite, because I don't know if you've heard of Cooper Pedy. It's this area way out in the desert that does the opposite because it's so damn hot. Yeah. They build all these houses underground.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you couldn't get any further away on the map, really, from where you are to there.
Yeah, totally.
And you're doing the same thing, but for opposite reasons.
Well, it does have that same effect, though, in the summertime, that it will have a cooling effect, right? It'll still keep it around, like, 0 to 5 degrees or whatever. So yeah. Pretty cool. And then, but it's passive solar, too, so the whole the whole south-facing wall will be sticking out of the earth, and will be all windows, basically. So,
yeah.
And I've designed the house so that the sun, at the shortest day, or where the sun is like shortest in the sky, it'll still be able to, I think, based on my calculations, reach the back of the house too. And so the whole house will be full of light. It won't be just a dark little dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
And you're listening to a show called Strand at the Australian Canadian Music Show. And a first part of a two-part interview there with The Alchemists from Northern BC. And you also heard there his track King of the Fairies on the record called Lighthouse, which has just been released in June 2017. Fantastic stuff. Jay is an all-around musician, a multi-instrumentalist, and a real one-man band when you see him live. We're going to hear some more music from the record after this next part of the interview, and we'll also hear Jay's recommendations of some of the great acts that were playing in Artswells, and we'll play a couple of those bands as well after the second part of the interview with The Alchemist and another track from his record, The Lighthouse. So we are at Artswells. This is a series of interviews we're doing over the next few weeks with some artists I've met here. And I'm with Jay, the alchemist with the K.
Yeah, totally, the alchemist with the K. The guy that actually knows how to spell correctly is a rapper in England.
Yeah.
So if you look up the CH Alchemist, you'll find him for sure.
Yeah, but I'm with the K.
And just going back to your music itself, so yeah, I've seen you perform. You have definitely have the skills of a one-man everything. Like, how would you describe your music to listeners, if it's possible?
Well, I guess I would say I try and make as much percussive sound with my feet, using kick drum and a boot rattle, and I have a cymbal that I've incorporated with a kick pedal now, too. And then also some psychedelic effects, you know, a little bit of effects pedals and stuff, and then running, like, banjo, fiddle, guitar through that, along with the percussion, and playing a range of kind of ethereal, chill, trippy, dark, enchanting kind of music, and then it goes straight up into this kind of like porch punk kind of, kind of anarcho, hardcore folk or something.
That's very well described, actually, from when I remember a year ago.
Oh, thanks. Good. Nailing it down.
What is your connection with Artswells here? How many years have you been coming back?
Jeez, I actually need to. I kind of want to sit down and figure it out at some point, but I think it's 7 or 8 years now or something. And yeah, and I've done a bunch of stage hosting in the past, just as a volunteer. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. Played a few times, playing fiddle with some different groups and stuff. And yeah, I just love this festival. I love all the people.
And this year, are you? What are you doing? Are you doing any performing yourself around? Or?
I did a performance last night at Nico's Bliss Cafe, a really sweet coffee shop. Yeah, so yeah, that was really fun. He's got a little stage set up and there's hay bales, and yeah, and it was super fun. He's got a sign up sheet and making it happen for folks, so it's pretty cool. He's holding a pretty cool space there. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Any tips for, you know, for who to check out in the next day, Sunday and Monday? Are there any that you're dying to see?
Totally. Good question. Honestly, and I wish I had my schedule on me, because I know there's a whole bunch of really good stuff. I mean, Mob Bounce is going to do some interesting stuff today. Oh, you got one?
Here we got one. I'll see if anything jumps out at you, because I'm struggling a little bit.
Okay.
Try to narrow down.
I would definitely recommend, I guess maybe start a little bit earlier. Well, Twin Peaks are awesome. Let's see here, Balkan Schmalkan. See them? That's a really wild, like a Balkan kind of klezmer brass band. Really, yeah, if you're into that kind of thing, awesome. Kim Bucci's really great. She's a PG. Dachau woman, and sings like some traditional songs on her own about the lamb and everything, but really powerful medicine songs. She's amazing. Samson's Delilah, like, they're really fucking awesome too. Gonna be a killer show. Beautiful Wild Animals and Nightingale, Jack Garten, Malaman Collective.
There's too much goodness.
I know.
Yeah.
Frontal Lobotomy.
Yeah, they're great, from Prince George.
Chimney Swallows.
Yeah.
Scott Dunbar and Tangados. Pretty on High Street. Oh, I know, they're all so good, man. It's like, it's pretty, yeah. But at least you have a recording now. You remember me listening. Well, if you wanted to listen back.
Exactly, and I'll be playing on the show here for listeners. And we will play your music as well, because you do have a new self-produced record. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, sure. Over the winter, I formed a tiny little makeshift recording studio in my bedroom by just throwing up some blankets in the corner and, like, making myself a small man cave. And yeah, I mean, I've really only recorded one of my friend's folk projects before, and so it's kind of a new experiment, but I just got down to it, and once I kind of got started, it was awesome. It happened really fast, and pretty much recorded it within a week, maybe a week and a half, and then have just learning about mixing too. Like, I don't really know anything about mixing, so this is all brand new for me, and I don't have internet on my farm either, so I was just playing with lines and stuff. Wow. Playing with numbers and like, what sounds good to my ear? Okay, this is, I want to hear more lows, I know I want to hear less highs, this and that kind of thing. And yeah, and so I've got the, it's funny actually, got the album now, and yeah, I've got one, a copy of it right here. Actually, I'll give you.
Oh, awesome!
Yeah, for sure, yeah. I got some EQing instructions because I'm a beginner mixer, so there's a few things. I will be getting it remixed. But actually, I was inspired by Nirvana. My friend was telling me that Nirvana, when they put out their first album, as soon as they got it, they were just like, "Damn it." Oh, I just didn't do it for them. So what they did for the first however many copies of the album they had, they all wrote like the EQing instructions inside the tape kind of thing, and so everyone knew like if it, yeah. So I was like, oh yeah. So I was kind of inspired by that. So then I did lyric sheets for 50 albums, and I wrote in the EQing instructions.
Oh man, I've got to get one of these.
Like, yeah, it's kind of fun. Yeah. So I don't know. It's really cool because I was feeling stressed out about it. My friend was so awesome, like bringing up that cool Nirvana anecdote. It's like, oh, it's the thing that happens, you know? Like, yeah. It's like, it's whatever. You learn though. You live and you learn. But yeah, so I'm excited about it.
And mastered by Brandon Hoffman too.
I'm mastered by Brandon Hoffman in Williams Lake. He's awesome and been a super great guy to work with. I live far away. I don't have internet even, and so it's like hard to keep in touch. But he's been really good and really accommodating, and especially like being patient with me and me being so new to this and trying to figure it all out and back and forth. He's awesome. Yeah, Brandon Hoffman at Gnome Grown Music. Yeah, he's awesome. So look him up. And if you need mastering, then he's a guy to go to for sure.
Exactly. And he has a project called Block Treat, which we've played a lot here on Stranded.
Oh, nice.
And we'll be playing some tracks from the Alchemist record. Does it have a title? Or
yeah, it's Lighthouse.
Lighthouse, cool.
So bad and I feel afraid it could blacken out the brightest day. Oh, it could blacken out the brightest day. Oh, will my sins be forgiven? And oh, will my sins be forgiven? My sins be forgiven, and will my sins be forgiven? Thank you.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Thank you for tuning in to Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. My name is Matt. So another track there from The Alchemist from Northern BC. It was so great chatting with Jay, and that record there, he has just recorded. It's called The Lighthouse. And the last track we heard there was Sinner's Blues, is track 5 on the record. So Jay hails from Fort Fraser, BC, way up in the north, and I met up with him at Artswells 2017 and recorded that two-part interview. So his music can be found at thealchemist.bandcamp.com, and that's The Alchemist with a K, A-L-K-E-M-I-S-T. So I did record a couple of other interviews at Artswells this year, and you can catch those, all three of the interviews, up on the blog, ozstrandedradio.com. And you can also find us on Twitter at OzStranded and Facebook.com/OzStrandedRadio. So the other two interviews I recorded this year were with This Way North, the two-piece from Melbourne, and also O Susanna from Toronto. So again, they're up at the blog OzStrandedRadio.com. So you heard there, Jay, the Alchemist, actually recommends some other Northern BC artists that were playing at Artswells. So let's play three of them right now, starting with Kim Gucci, a very well-regarded, hardworking and long-standing First Nations artist. And then we're going to hear from Sansom's Delilah out of Prince George, and Frontal Lobotomy, also from Prince George. So first up, here's Kim Gucci from her brand new record called Northern Shining Star Woman. This is a track called Every Mountain. You're unstranded.
Every mountain has a story, every river has a song, all the birds in creation know how to sing along. When you listen to the forest in the middle of the night, you hear cries of sadness as they fight for their life. When the wind gently whispers and the trees call your name, the truth in their message remains. Every mountain has a story, every river has a song, all the birds in creation know how to sing along. We'll be right back.
to be. Every mountain has a story, every river has a song, all the birds in creation know how to sing along. Every mountain has a story, every river has a song, all the birds in creation know.
I'm just as close. I'm just as close to nothing as I was. I'm just as close to nothing as I was. Got 100% of the money I ain't spent. I'm just as close to nothing as I was. Traffic signs, speaking riddles, walking wavy lines. Hot, shiver when it's not, sleep when it rains, raise hell when it shines. I'm just as close to nothing as I was. I'm just as close to nothing as I was. Got 100% of the money I ain't spent. I'm just as close to nothing as I was. Got 100% of the money I ain't spent. I'm just as close to nothing as I was.
My name's Chris Horrific.
We always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
And we've reached the end of another show here on Stranded. You can catch us online, ozstrandedradio.com. And at ozstranded is our Twitter handle, and we're at facebook.com/ozstrandedradio. So three more acts there from Northern BC. You heard Kim Gucci with Every Mountain from her latest record, Northern Shining Star Woman. Also, Samson's Delilah with Rain and Frontal Lobotomy, Just as Close to Nothing. Those last two bands are both from Prince George. All right, I'm going to leave you with a short little number from Scream Feeder out of Brisbane, the classic triple hook. Bye for now.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
CM, the CIA,